Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Feels like we got all of Team Thad in the building. They all join us now. The family, if I'm not mistaken, fresh off a trip back from Dubai in Africa, world travelers. First of all, appreciate having you. How's everybody doing? Thad, Coach Herr, Mom, everybody good?
I'm doing good. I feel a little bit safe now that I'm back in America. But, yeah, it was a great trip. You know, Africa and Dubai was amazing. Probably the best trip ever that me and my family took. We're actually planning to go back again next year and travel around Africa a little bit more.
Why did y'all land on a runway in the middle of nowhere? I was reading the tweets. It literally looked like there were rhinos and lions everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
is that safe?
I mean, I didn't feel safe when I first got out of the plane and seeing just nothing but a dirt road and a guy picking us up in a safari vehicle. But I mean,
wife and children are there.
Yeah. Everybody was there. Everybody, you know, felt the same way. Felt a little uncomfortable at first, but you know, we had our tracker, and he was kind of like a real Crocodile Dundee type guy. And he made us feel a little bit safe going towards the lodge and staying in the wilderness for a couple of days.
Y'all didn't bring Herd? Why didn't Herd didn't make the trip?
Well, you know, me and my family went to Florida for 2 days, and we went to Biloxi, Mississippi. And next year, we will be going back through Mississippi and Florida doing other cities.
That's a nice trip right there, man. I mean, that compared.
Was Biloxi good?
Yeah, it was good. The water probably was not as clean as Dubai, but I made it work.
Hey, there are dirt roads in Biloxi also.
It is. I saw those. Yeah. It was wild animals, you know.
Yeah, like, got an aquarium down there. Right? I got to ask you that, before we get into all the business of this, though. Dubai, though, that's a city I've always and looked at. It's beautiful. What do you do in Dubai? Like, what do you do with the fam in Dubai?
It's a really, really modernized city.
Yeah.
Everything is man-made. I think one of the biggest things is just, you know, it's something to do everywhere. You know, our kids, they like to see museums. They like to see a lot of history and stuff like that. But, of course, them being kids, they get a little antsy at times.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a really good trip there also. But I think the Africa trip was really good because of the culture, the history, and everything that comes with it, you know, the safari. But Dubai, you know, they have probably one of the biggest malls in the world. And, you know, obviously my wife likes the mall. So that was brownie points on my part. And then we stayed in the Burj, which is, I think, the biggest hotel in the world. It was amazing. They had water shows and different things that was going on outside. We actually happened to be getting there at the same time. It was like three weddings going on for like some royal families. So it was really, really crowded when we got out there.
Is it a city you had studied before? I know your guy always does his homework. And what was the reason you all wanted to go to Dubai?
My wife always wanted to go to Dubai, and she wanted to go to Africa mostly. So we just decided to make a big trip out of it. And I think she's more stuck on going back to Africa. She really wants to go to Ghana and Egypt and just tour around Africa a little bit more. I'm all for it. You know, I love traveling. Even though I travel so much throughout the year, but I love being inspired and seeing new things and being able to study different cultures.
Yeah, you mentioned the safari. Like, break that down for us. Like, we have something in Tennessee. Did you know we have a Tennessee safari park? Did you know that?
I've been in that one also.
How does it compare?
I got kids, so we go all over the place.
How does it compare
the giraffe,
to what we have?
They reach into your car.
You said what?
They like go into your car, don't they?
Yeah, they. So you have the llamas. You pull up, the llamas walk up to the car and you feed it and stuff like that at the one that's in here in Tennessee. But in the safari that we went in,
was that like giraffes?
It wasn't no feeding anything.
Right.
But you was in the midst of the fire. Like I was 10 feet away from a lion literally eating a warthog, and him and his family was just chilling. Like, we wasn't even there. But if he pounced at that vehicle,
I already know.
We was dead.
Yeah.
everybody on the vehicle. But you know, it was an amazing experience. You know, we seen elephants, we seen all different types of animals that I never even knew of before. I learned about a Inyala. Inyala was. It's like an impala.
This joint right here.
Yeah. That's an Inyala. he just pulled it up on Google.
That's what John do.
But it was a great experience. We landed in the middle of nowhere in a dirt field. Jet just dropped right in, and we got off the plane, and we was like, yeah. This it. And the guy pulled up. He was like, welcome. And I was like, I don't think this is a good welcome. I don't see a hotel. I don't see a regular truck. All I see is a safari vehicle with no top on it. Like, how are we going to be safe?
That part would scare me. I do, before we move on to anything else, I do want to, the people of Africa, what was that like? And me, because just watching, you know, Ali and all that, it was an eye-opener for him and that. Just what was that like being?
So we went to a couple of different parts. Cape Town is more, you know, urbanized and more of a modern type city. Lots of different races there, lots of different people. You know, but then you go to, you know, where we were dropped off at, which is Kruger National Reserve, and you know the people are much more cultural there. They, you know, when we were leaving, they actually came to our lodge and gave us like a one of those song and dance kind of tribal type deals. And,
yeah.
And it was amazing because, you know, they created their own music, made their own dances.
Yep.
You know, you probably see some of the videos on my Twitter page or my wife's page where our son TJ is dancing with him and our nanny Maureen is actually dancing with him. I actually got up and started dancing with him a little bit. You know, it was like a big party in our lodge, and it was amazing.
And it's all OG. It's all, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's all original.
Yeah, it's all original.
Over there.
There's nothing fabricated. Yeah. You know, elephants coming, drinking out our pool. You know, it's animals just walking by each and every day. Monkeys coming into our lodge, stealing bananas and rolling back out. Like, it's crazy.
So what's next for y'all? In terms of, and I've been seeing a little bit, you guys have been over for Team Thad. In terms of the business of Thaddeus Young and Team Thad, what's the next big thing for y'all? What are y'all working on now?
I mean, we have multiple projects.
I see that monster gym y'all got over there. Yeah, I had the pleasure of being in it.
Yeah, that's
got everything over there.
Yeah, that's one thing that has more resources probably than anything in the state. Reform sports training, which is a lot of kids are working out there right now, is going to open full-fledged to the public in August. So them, we have a lot of projects going, but reform sports training is one thing that we're opening up. Everybody's excited about, the community's excited about. And, of course, in July, Team Thad go out to compete for a championship with a lot of, you know, high-level teams that's tied for first place right now.
Yeah, we've had a chance at different times. I want to say maybe there's been one where we've had both of y'all. But now that we do, we've asked you why has it worked so well? A lot of NBA guys want to have a grassroots organization. Some just put their name on it. You know what I'm saying? This one has risen to an elite level. You all have done it for years now, and it's been the same crew. Why has it worked so well?
I mean, I think it works so well just because of the synergy that we all have as a group. Everybody that's kind of like in our group, we have some type of relationship with, and have had some type of relationship with from like childhood.
Go back with them.
And they've kind of grown with us in this process. You know, it goes back to, you know, when, you know, me and her was in, you know, coming out of junior high and going into Mitchell High. You know, we got some guys that, you know, on staff, you know, one of them was an assistant coach with the high school team with us. You know, we played against some of the guys. You know, Herd took the team out to Nashville. We ended up meeting our 16 coach that way. You know, it's just a lot of synergy. You know, it goes, like I said, it goes back, you know, where Herd started the first team, and some of the kids that played on that first team was playing for my dad in middle school. And mm-hmm. Herd was actually coaching with my dad in middle school at Raleigh Middle. So, no, it just goes back. We have so much synergy and so much history between each other that it works so well. Everybody's on one accord. Obviously, you know, I'm the head honcho, and then Herd's next in line, and then, you know, we have my pops handling all the financial mm-hmm. aspects of everything. And everybody kind of works really well together, and everybody kind of stays off each other's toes.
It feels like that, like the family thing. You keep your circle tight knit. I've written about it. You've talked about it. It's no secret. You keep it tight. And that's what it feels like that's worked with your with this team is you've and heard. He's family. And that feels like the answer is that you've always kept it family. It's hard to get in that is young circle. If you haven't been a family member or a friend for a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. I mean,
that's how you got to roll, though.
I mean, I've always been, you know, kind of to myself type of person. You know, whenever you've seen me, you know, I've always kind of either been by myself or with my wife or with her or with my brother.
Playing poker with old folks.
Yeah, playing poker with old people. hey, they've been teaching me a lot, though.
I can tell you keep going back.
Yeah, those poker games get very intense. You know, there's some people that wants to talk crazy to an NBA basketball player. You got to show them. Yeah, but it's just great synergy. It's a family oriented environment. You know, anytime kids walk into the gym, you know, and they're a part of our organization, our program, it doesn't just stop when they turn 18 years old. We continue to go on with them through college or even when they're pros. You know, we still talk to Chris Chioza, LaRon, LeGerald, Jalen, some of the first guys that was with our team and with our program and our organization. They kind of helped build the culture and helped build, you know, the base of the foundation of what we stand on. And any organization that you're running and you have, you're only as good as your leaders. And I think mm-hmm. we have two of the best leaders in the game.
We're talking, of course, to Thaddeus Young, the entire Young family. We've got Norton Hurd, the fourth program director and coach for Team Thad. Let me ask you this. It's the big news of the day. I got to ask you, Thad, and you, Coach. You're in it, too. What y'all think of this Mike Conley deal?
Well, Hurd just found out.
Yeah,
wow. Hurd, like, dude, did they trade for Rubio?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
I see it. I see it this morning.
I know you've been on it.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, my wife, she's on it all the time. So she actually told me. She was like, Mike Conley got traded. I was like, for real? So I looked it up and seen some of the things that's going on. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you see it's going to happen at some point.
Right.
You know, he's playing really well. He played really well this past season. He continued to lead that team through the fire, through thick and thin. And he's been a major part of this city. You know, me and him, we talk all the time. We was texting the other day, and I said, so what you thinking? I was like, you ready to go on and move on? Or, you know, is it going to be that type of situation? He said, I'm not ready to move on, but, you know, I understand the business. And I think that's one of the biggest things about basketball players. We all have to understand the business and understand what's going on.
I do wonder, for you and for guys like Mike, right, after you've gotten into the league and you've made the money and you get – because I saw you – I want to say it was Oladipo you're tweeting with and watching Toronto win it, and you saying, man, I want to feel that feeling too. You've been in the league 12 years. You've done it all, and yet that's something you still – maybe like – I could still see the young Thad that wants to, you know, do that, you know, has that dream of winning. Mike, it feels like the same way. Is that when y'all get to this point in your career, is that – I realize you – security – contracts, super important. That's your family. But winning a championship, how much is that still that fire for you guys?
I mean, that's from day one.
That's what I figured for you and for Mike.
That's from day one. That's ever since you were a kid. You want to win championships, mm-hmm. and that's why we play this game to win championships. And think about it like this way: when you win in championships, everybody gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. everybody loves you. Everybody sees that you're on top of the world, and everybody wants a piece of that team. So you know, the same thing with like the Toronto Raptors. You know, you're going to have guys come, teams and GMs coming from all over the place to try to steal some of those guys away.
Right.
You know, just because they're on a winning team. You know, and you know, you're only as good as your last game. You're only as good as the things that you did the season before.
Yep.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, championships are an important part of what we do as players. Obviously, you know, like you said, we want security and longevity in this game. But you know, that's always been day one. You know, if your ultimate goal is championships, then you're going to play a long time in this game.
Did you see how lit Mark was getting at the parade? A whole bottle of wine.
Hey, man, he deserved it. I mean, he's been in the fire for a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, he's done so much for this city and done so much, you know, for the Grizzlies organization.
Yeah.
He's done so much around this league. I mean, you know, we know what he's brought to the game, and he definitely deserves it. You know, congratulations to him. You know, the big fella definitely deserved it.
For Mike, real quick, because, I mean,
right ahead.
12 seasons in Memphis. Like, that's the only team he's ever played for. Like, as a guy who's in that fraternity, like, can you just speak to how difficult that tenure, like, to do it for that long for one franchise?
I mean, it, like.
Doesn't happen much.
It's definitely hard. A lot of guys don't stick around as far as, you know, playing for teams for a long period of time like that. And, you know, I think only a few have done it. You know, him, Paul Pierce.
Yep.
D-Wade.
Yep.
You know, those guys. So
that's a handful, you know, like
it's not that many guys that do it like that. And, you know, like I said, for him to do so much for this franchise, do so much for this city, you know, I think it's huge. You know, and just to see him, you know, be able to go to another team and right away win a championship, you know, it's great for him. It's great for who he is as a player and his legacy and his memory.
It must feel like you feel that you all are close in Indiana. I've read, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if anything's changed, you'd love to be back there if you can be.
I mean, my biggest thing is right now, you know, I'm just going to enjoy free agency. Obviously, you know, I love the Indiana Pacers organization. KP and Chad, you know, they've been great. But, you know, at the end of the day, I understand the game, I understand the direction that they want to go in. And if they see fit to try to bring me back, then we can probably work something out. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, free agency is what it is. You know, it's a free fall.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to enjoy this free fall, you know, as long as it's going to happen. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the waters of free agency. This would actually be, you know, really my first time.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah.
Because the last time I signed right away, I already knew I was
no doubt
getting another bag. You know, so, you know, it's time to get one more, maybe another one after that. You know, I'm still fairly young, you know, and I'm just going to keep this thing rocking out. You know, as of right now, like I said, I'm a free agent, and, you know, it's a free fall out there right now.
Do your kids tell you you're old? You are young, but does it feel like you're an old man when you? And I was reading a story about you're one of the few players who got your kids around. You know, the workouts, the shoot around, they're around. But do they make you feel like an old guy? Because what did you say? You're 30.
What made me feel like an old guy was seeing some of the guys that played for our organization coming into
when they came through.
Yeah, actually, one of the guys, you remember Demetrius Dyson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He played for our organization a while back, and he actually got signed by the Pacers for you know, a couple days or a 10-day or something like that. And I was like, man, this kid played for my AAU team.
Yep. Right.
And it was that's like, when you start feeling.
I was like, dang, man, you old. I was like,
Cheese got a contract, didn't he, for 10-day? Chioza got one.
Yeah, he got the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, the rest of the year.
Yep.
I know you're going to correct me on that,
Herb. Hey, good for Chioza, though, man. I mean, that dude has, I mean, come so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He
well-deserved, too.
It starts with a vision, man.
Waited too
late. You know, nobody's seen him as a pro athlete, and, you know, just his hard work and dedication and you know, guys believing in him and him believing in himself got him to the point where he is today.
No question.
There's no question about it. What have you, in terms of how much longer do you have? You know what I'm saying? Because you're young. It feels like, you know, we've seen some guys play until their late 30s. How much juice do you feel like you still got in that body? Everybody calls you the glue of that Indiana Pacers team. I don't imagine you feel like you got several more years.
But, Miles always says to me, that he said, F you. He said, everybody can't win a genetic lottery like you. And
I mean, bro, you physically, you still look like.
I mean, hey, that's
the guy that just got into the league. Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's the ultimate goal is to play as long as you can. I've, you know, played the longest of anybody, like played more games of anybody in my draft, 900 plus games.
Wow.
And I think that says a lot about who I am as an athlete. You know, I continue to go out there each and every night through thick and thin. Last two seasons. I could have played 82. They set me out because we were already a playoff team. Two multiple 48 win seasons. When Vic goes down, we continue to keep that thing rolling, and we make the playoffs. And you know, obviously, you know, it didn't fare how we wanted it, but you know, we still were a team that was able to compete and go out there. And you know, I played 81 the past two seasons. You know, 76 before that. So.
Yeah.
You know, I played a long time, and I plan to continue to play a long time. So longevity is key as far as, you know, keeping my body in order. And, you know, I got one of the best guys in the game, Tony Sowar. He does a great job with helping me keep my body in sync and in tune with the game. And then, you know, just the guys that I've been working with, you know, from, you know, Mo Miller to, you know, different guys, other guys and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just one of those things that works really well for me, and I just continue to just keep it moving.
One of I wrote this down. I saw it in a story over at The Athletic about you. 8 active players, because I didn't realize that stat about the draft, that you've played the most games. One of only eight active players in the NBA with over 11,000 points, 5,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists, 1,000 steals. You've always done it all, and I know you pride yourself on that, but obviously this durability and the shape, I mean, that's brother, you're reaching levels where we're talking about the greatest to ever come out of, you know, Memphis in terms of careers and longevity and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'd be proud of that, brother.
I mean, like I said, man, I'm just going out there just trying to excel at everything that I've set out to do. You know, ever since I've been a kid, I wanted to go to the NBA. I've done that. You know, now I'm at a point now where, you know, I want to continue to play this game, but also go into business ventures and do other things. And, you know, that's been very well for me also. So, you know, right now, you know, like I said, I'm just enjoying life, enjoying my wife and kids, you know, enjoying helping these younger kids out, you know, through my AAU program and through my Young for Youth Foundation. And just reaching back into the community and giving back. You know, obviously, you know, I do a lot for the Mitchell community and the Walker Homes area. You know, those are the people that I hold close and dear to my heart.
You said you're going
to
give back, and you have. That's all you've done.
So, you know, those are the ones that showed me how to grind. You know, shout out to Coach Johnson also. You know, God rest his soul.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's one of the first people that actually believed that I could actually make it to the NBA. He told my mom that. And, you know, it came into fruition. So I'm very happy about that, and I'm very happy and blessed that I've had a lot of different people in my corner.
Are you comfortable enough where we could take a break, come back, and talk? You're so far removed from it now. Your recruitment, you know what I'm saying? I don't know and then there's a guy that you got right now that's playing for Team Thad. I hope you're comfortable talking about him. I want to get into the breakdown of him, but Matthew Morrell, I know you can help us too with that. Is that cool? Everybody come and want to? I know y'all are rolling and always, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we got time.
Okay,
man. We
okay.
got
time. Okay, cool with that? Yeah,
yeah.
Let's get this break in.
We'll take a break, Thad Young. And crew in studio. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis' sports station.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for tacos and tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit FeliciaSuzanne.com.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A great conversation with the great Thaddeus Young, his family, Norton Heard IV, Team Thad program director and coach is here as well. I won't get too far, too deep into it, but we've been getting some good stories of late. In the break, so Josh Pastin was calling you from Arizona trying to get you, too. You realize he was calling CDR and almost had him? We had Supreme Bay, formerly known as CDR, in here, and he was telling us, man, Josh had him. He was committed to Arizona because of Josh calling him. Was Josh calling you back in that day?
Yeah, I mean.
What?
I was in probably, I think, the eighth grade, sitting in class, and I got a text from Josh Pastner talking about the Wildcats are thinking of you. And I'm like, well, I'm not thinking of the Wildcats right now because I'm in here trying to figure out how I'm going to pass this test that I didn't study for. But, you know, it wasn't no disrespect. It's just I was, you know, at that time, it was 4 years till I go to college.
Right. Hold up, bro. They had cell phones back when you was in eighth grade?
Yeah, man, they had cell phones.
Man, quit lying.
I was playing Snake in the classroom.
Oh, they're playing Snake in it. Remember Snake?
Is that kind of like a weird text, like the Wildcats are thinking of you? Like, what do you think when you read that?
I mean, obviously, I'm happy because it's a college, you know, and I play basketball. But, when you sitting in class and you got this test in front of you that you ain't studied for, I think the words go from college to how I'm going to make it to college.
There you go. How tight are you still with your former head coach at Georgia Tech, Paul Hewitt?
Oh, I'm very tight with him.
You got to be, right? That's a lifetime, by the
way. Last time I seen him, we was playing Golden State towards the end of the season. We were in the Bay. He was courtside. He was scouting some guys and stuff like that, of course, scouting me, of course. We sat down and we talked right before the game, and then we talked right after. And, always great conversations with him. So much knowledge that he can drop on you.
Man, I'll never forget being in the locker room at Mitchell. And back then, obviously, you were a player. And he comes in, Paul Hewitt, and I'm covering preps for the CA at that time, and I look to him, and I'm thinking, hey, Coach, I'm Jason. I've covered that for the commercial appeal. I was like, good to meet you, man. Let me get over here. Man, he didn't give a damn. He was about getting to that business of recruiting daddies. You know, he didn't give a damn about the preps right at the commercial appeal, man. He was all about that business. What put them over the top? What was it, ultimately? Because you had a lot of folks on you, including the hometown team.
I think it was just more of, when I got there on campus, you know, it felt like a family. Obviously, it's Atlanta. So it's a city. Wasn't too far from home. And, I was just one of those guys that was kind of different from everybody. If I didn't make it in basketball, I wanted to be at one of the top schools in America, which is Georgia Tech. And, if I did get a degree in 4 years, coming out of that school, it would be amazing.
Yep.
Those were the type of things that I was thinking about. Obviously, I knew I was going to be a one and done, but, things happen over the course of time. Maybe you don't have the best season. Maybe, you have injuries, different things like that. So, you're just thinking about those different types of things. And then one of the biggest things about Coach Hewitt and the coaching staff for Georgia Tech was that they really built a foundation and relationship with my mom and my dad.
Mm.
I think that was the one of the key factors. Like, my dad really, really liked them. And my mom really, she actually loved Coach Hewitt. She was like, this is the man that you need to play for. And, and obviously, I liked Memphis at the time. Coach Kell was there. Barbie, Derek Kellogg, those are my guys. They were recruiting me tough. It was the same thing. I was in their backyard, and you see those guys each and every day. And sometimes you just want something different as a player. And I think that was one of the biggest things for me. I wanted to kind of be a little different and just explore and just enjoy the moment and just get away from everything that's going on. My senior was probably one of the most crazy senior years ever. All the different things that we went through as a team, all the different things that happened. And, I was just more focused on just being able to relax and focus on the task at hand, which is going to college and then getting to the league.
Mm-hmm. When I asked you this earlier from that story about the Athletic, but I want to make sure I do this. He was pointing out in that story, Scott Agnes, I believe, was the writer, how you have your family. They're there for the, like we talked about, the shoot-arounds, all that kind of thing. They're not – he was saying this is rare in the NBA, that you don't still see this. And I know it's always been natural for you to have family around, so I know why you do it. But is it? Do guys not bring their family around? And tell us why you do.
I think you just don't see the – see some of the wives and some of the kids coming to the games a little bit early, like my wife and my kids.
They always come to the game early,
you know, and get there early. TJ's out there rebounding. Taylor's out there rebounding. Well, Taylor's a little bit lazier than TJ, so he might sit on the side and watch and throw the ball back a little bit. But, you know, my kids love basketball to death. You know, my wife, she likes basketball, but
she must now because she's always always sidelined.
She's gotten into it a little bit more, but you know, she's always there. You know, she's big on social media. She's posting pictures and videos, and you know, the kids are running around and they get a chance to play with me like right before the game. And I think that's what kind of gets me going. You know, right before games, you know, they're like the energy. They're like what gets me going right before the game. So, you know, being able to see my kids and my wife and you know, have those conversations and being able to play with them right before the game, right before I run in and have my pregame meeting, you know, I might play one-on-one with TJ a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of those experiences that, you know, my kids and my wife and my whole family will never forget, and I want to give them that experience each and every time I can.
See, it's something your wife said in that story, and I wonder if this is, we're hitting on it. But she talked about y'all are always going after experiences because that's the thing that's always going to be right there, those memories, right? And you were born, your father got drafted, you were born later on, so there wasn't this opportunity,
right
to be in those shoot-arounds. And you're giving that, it's awesome, you're giving that to your kids.
Right, don't get it wrong. Like, my dad still was able to hoop when I started hooping. So he beat me all the way up until I was like 14, 15 years old. You know, he was.
I mean, you're talking about a guy 7 foot tall.
Yeah,
7'1".
He was killing me with the sky hook. So, you know, one of the biggest things was, you know, he was giving me those experiences. It wasn't NBA courts, but it was, you know, outside on a, you know, concrete court.
Yep.
You know, so he's giving me the same experiences, and I'm enjoying those experiences. And those experiences, I'm giving them to my kids. You know, I'm not gonna let them beat me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm.
I've seen you.
Also, in the process, I want to train two $200 million killers too.
Absolutely.
So that's
Dobermans.
So exactly. You know, so I want them when they walk on the court to be ready at all times. And you know, and me going out there and being aggressive with them and playing with them and not letting them beat me, it builds up their competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my dad did with me.
We had John Morant's dad on the show yesterday, and he said that he has on social media retweeted his own son and called him overrated like several times. Like, he calls his own son on Twitter
that's
overrated.
Son was trying to be proud about a dunk or a layup
like,
or something.
Like, yeah, like yeah. He like if Ja had like a good dunk, he would retweet it and say overrated. Like, I ain't never heard nothing like that before.
As he should.
Sounds like you got to go down this road.
Bad young school of parenting right there.
Man, as he should. Overrated. That's what he should say. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a good player. I like his story. You know, how he you know, built himself up and continued to, you know, get better and progression as far as playing in the game. You know, but, you know, yeah, I think his dad should do that. You know, I think dad should be tough on their kids and you know, anytime they can, you know, build them up and build confidence. You know, I think that's one of the biggest part about parenting. You know, you try to put that and instill that in your kids.
We said you're Mr. Do Everything. You have been for the last few seasons with Indiana, Mr. Glue Guy. Was Hurd the glue guy of y'all's Mitchell Tigers? How good a player was Norton Hurd?
Man, Hurd sucked. No, I'm playing.
Go on, tell us the truth.
No, he
tells me a lot of things.
Well,
I remember what I saw with my eyes.
Well, I hope these things are along the lines of playing defense.
Yeah, dang.
Not much talk about that.
He was a really, really good defensive player.
Oh. You know, which means he couldn't play offense.
Which wins championship?
I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, he couldn't play offense, but, you know, he knew his role. He knew how to go out there and, you know, execute his role to its entirety. And
okay.
And he played defense. You know, he made the good plays, got steals, made passes, you know.
Kind of like a poor man Damian Ball. Something like that, you know.
I mean, I think Damian's better.
No,
I would hope so.
Ten times better for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But – you know, at the end of the day, you know, he did play his role, and he played it to a T.
Matthew tried to ask him this, right? So the boys see us in New Jersey, so I see them sniggling. So, you know, I walk over there. So Matthew and Jordan like, so, Dad, how did Hurd play?
Mm-hmm.
So Dad said what he said, exactly how he got y'all playing right now, tough defense.
Like this defense right here.
Everybody sharing the ball. And that's what Matthew said. It was quite funny. But speaking of tough parents like Jock Morant, Dad said, I hope – a lot of Memphis parents is listening to that, because if a guy going to the league can critique his son and guys in the NBA critique their son, I'm sure the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grader son with no offers could be critiqued too, and nobody's hurting your son.
Absolutely.
Getting ready for life.
We talked to a guy that you just brought up in Damian Ball yesterday. Mm-hmm. Man, that man had us. It was a quiet confidence, swag. And he even used the word a diamond in the rough. Like, I got something that folks just, you know, and it's kind of what you've been saying. As athletic as anybody, what are the reports you're hearing? How do y'all think Damian Ball will fare it? I mean, if y'all got a couple of them over there.
Well, yeah, we got him, Tyler, Jeremiah just came.
Yes,
out,
sir.
Point guard, you, team, Thad, or whatever. But I would just say, man, and look, I'm going to go to some practices and more next week, and you never know what's going to happen until December. But
you've been over
I
there,
let Thad say what his pros and cons. This coming from me, Damian Ball is the best pure point guard on the team. I've been saying this since, I don't know, months and months and months.
I heard he's been over there playmaking, heard.
I'm not taking anything from anyone else. I think we need the whole team to get the city where we need to get them. But that is how I feel about Damian Ball. He has a swagger, and I think he will be one of the best guys on the team. He will be a crowd favorite.
I mean, I me personally, I think he's a potential pro.
Because of the dog?
I mean,
what is it?
Just, man, his grind, like his mentality. He's in the gym every single day. We put together a plan for him. You know, told him like, hey man, we come back another year, and you gonna have a lot of offers. You're gonna have teams like really want you.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened. And you know, he just has that mentality. Like he has the ability to play point guard. He's a two way guy. You know, can play defense and you know, he has that dog and that pit bull in him. That team Thad swagger, and I think that's what might push him over the top. But he also has the smarts and intelligence to play the game. Like, he knows when to score, when not to score. He knows, you know, when to take a shot, when not to take a shot. So he's a really good pure point guard, like Hurd said. And I think he's probably going to be the best point guard on the team.
They asked him who the best defender on the team was, and he said it was me.
Yeah. You don't want him guarding you.
That's from the Hurd coaching, obviously. That's like because you're one of the greatest defenders in the history of Memphis. I mean, is that fair to say?
Along the line.
One of the greatest defensive coaches.
Defensive coach, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I mean, to your point about confidence,
sure,
though, like,
you know,
he was,
John,
like.
You like a lot of teams around the city, and you can probably ask them about our defense most times we play.
I'll ask anybody. Around the country, city, country. I mean, I can ask anybody.
Yeah, yeah. I know some of the people you're fan favorites, but we're kind of.
No, I don't
we
play favorites.
We held them to some of the lower
I don't play
scoring
favorites.
Games. Some people thought it was a football score, but we're not going to. Getting to that.
I don't play favorites. You know, I cover basketball in the city of Memphis. I want everybody to do well.
No, you do.
Here's a guy. I see y'all got your little rivalry thing going. We're not going
to
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, I'm just trying to talk about his trip to Biloxi last weekend. I mean, he comes there, you know.
I got one for you, and he was one of y'all's. You just talked about him. Jeremiah Martin and his chances of playing in the league. We know he's trying. He's had a ton of workouts. Nobody had, I mean, you talk about one of the best stories come out of Memphis, that grind he had. Going from first year playing 79 minutes to a guy that only Tiger, if you can believe this, that had to score 40 in more than once in a career. Larry and all those guys came through there. Jeremiah Martin, what a story. Came from out of y'all's program. Can he play in the NBA?
Yeah.
That's
sure.
What I thought.
Today is his birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeremiah.
Happy birthday, man.
Today is birthday.
At the end of the day, man, yes,
I think he
can be potentially a pro player. You know, everybody takes different roles to get to the NBA. Maybe – you know, he has to go overseas. Maybe he has to play in the G League. Maybe he gets drafted. You know, I haven't seen what his workouts have been looking like. But, you know, obviously, if you're looking at him in college, you're like, this kid can really ball. He can really play.
Yeah, he's
firing
that,
with the best of them. I mean, he was literally putting that team on his back and bringing them back in games. I mean, you know, I didn't go to Memphis, but I watched.
Yeah.
I watched Memphis. I watched all the kids. You know, I watch all of our kids.
Yeah, no, you watch all your kids, so you're familiar with this whole.
So I'm familiar with everything that goes on, and you know, obviously, you know, Penn is a friend. You know, so I've watching how he was coaching the first year.
Have you been impressed? Y'all go from.
Yeah, I mean,
literally y'all were competitors. Let's hope we're getting the same players, just like.
Obviously, you see a good sign of fate, you know, with us sending kids there, but.
We don't send kids anywhere, but we is here for the step, and we're there with them. And the kids at our program is going there, and that's all good faith.
Yeah, best situation. best situation for your kids.
Yeah, it's all situational based, but you know, at the end of the day, like it.
That man got the number one recruit. That's pretty impressive.
He got the number one recruiting class.
That's never happened in Memphis history before.
Let's congratulate him now. You know,
for sure.
Congratulations. That's a great accomplishment for, you know, a coach just coming in.
No doubt.
And you know, he put his head down. Him, Mike, you know, Tony, you know, Sam. Those guys put their head down and really, really got after it in the recruiting game, and they did a really good job.
Could you ever see that being you leading a college program? Having Hurd is insisting on that thing, and y'all taking over D1.
Wow. Actually, I do not want to coach.
You Mr. Businessman. That's what I wanted, right?
I think this is the first former player that we've heard say they don't want to coach. Like, it feels like every former player wants to coach.
It's all about business,
man. I feel like if, you know, if I start coaching, me and somebody on the team might get the fight.
I read.
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Like, so. we have T. This is like, he's going to be like T. Morant. Like, the team going to be like him. Like, I've read the stories. He's already hard on these guys.
Yeah. Hey, I meant to ask you, what did you think about the Kevin Durant situation? I mean, the not just the injury, obviously, but you're a player. You know sort of what goes into those decisions when you're dealing with injury, a medical team. Like, was this a situation where, you know, he was told, you think, by a medical team, hey, you're good to go, and then he makes a decision? Like, what goes into that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off with, you know, he's a good friend, like a brother to me also. Much respect. You know, for him going out there and being and playing, you know, we know he wasn't right. We know he wasn't 100%, but he went out there and he played he put everything on the line to help his teammates to make sure that, you know, they can try to seal up a championship, you know. But, you know, for me, you know, you never know what can happen, you know.
Right.
You know, who's to say he goes out there and they win a championship and he's fine, you know. So, you know, me as a player, I probably would have played too.
Yeah.
You know, as an organization, if I'm the GM or the president or anything like that, you know, if he's not 100%, then I probably would not have let him play. Okay. But at the end of the day, he was cleared.
Right.
So it was up to him to make his own decision whether he's going to play or not. And,
yeah.
You know, me personally, yes, I would have played.
They're down 3-1.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they need you at that point.
Yeah,
you know?
At that point, you know, they're scratching the claw, and they need that extra step. So, you know, he's 29, 30 points a game.
Yep.
You know, you need that.
Yep.
You know, how you gonna play without your 29, right. 30 point per game score?
I got one more for both of y'all. I want to answer both of y'all. If this is the, I think you can weigh in on this, Dad, without any problems. Is Ja Morant the right pick for the Memphis Grizzlies number 2?
After this morning.
That's a no-brainer now. You got that trade just happened, and no Ricky Rubio coming. So
yeah, right. Let's make sure that we didn't have any R.J. Barrett fans in here or anything like that.
You don't like R.J. Barrett hurt?
He's grown, right, so I can comment. I know R.J. Hampton, he was still a kid at the time. They didn't want us to come in. But, yeah, R.J. Yeah. Hampton is not
R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett. Now, he's not one of my most favorite players in the draft, but I do think he's a really, really good ball player.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
But I'm hearing some sneaky stuff about people is putting out that Darius Garland might be the best point guard in the draft.
People are saying that.
As early as this workouts, whatever. So I am hearing that type of talks that he might jump up as high as 3, but I haven't heard it too.
He got a last minute workout with the Knicks, I think, today.
Yeah, something like that. So.
Thad, where Ja did it, Murray State, all that shouldn't concern. We saw he had the big games against the big teams too, but should that not be a?
I mean,
you like what you see.
I mean, I like what I see.
Okay.
I think this is, you know, those two, Darius Garland and him, are obviously the best 2-point guards. So it's up to whoever they want to pick. I think they're gonna get a very good player out of both of them, but. You know, at the end of the day, I like Ja Morant. You know, he signed with my agent, and
I
have to be a little bit biased.
Yeah,
you know, but at the end of the day, you know, he's a very good point guard. He's shown what he can do. He's very athletic, and you know, he's made plays, and he brought that team, you know, along the way.
I actually think the steal point guard of the draft could be
Kobe White. I knew you were going to
I really like Kobe Wright, the comp, because he came in there.
Size, I know. He's got
even though he was only 50, 60, top 100, he wasn't in that loop. and to go and become North Carolina star and point guard, and he played better competition than both of them.
He did. Can he be playmaker first, though? Can he do
he
that?
He might can't, but half of the NBA point guards, though.
That's probably true.
Right.
No doubt. Man, thank
before
you all
get,
so
before
much.
Before we get the amount of here, I know you got some stuff going on, Dad.
Yeah,
definitely. I got a we have an event going on, the 8th Annual Laugh for Lebanon Community Comedy Show, at the Horseshoe Casino on Saturday. Special thanks to Gossett, Kia, D'Angelo, Marcus Bell, Mike Miller. You know, we all just trying to make a difference in the community, and everybody coming out the show is definitely going to be a big donation to Laugh for Lebanon Hospital, and you know, it's for the kids. You know, we do it every year for the past 8 years. You know, it's one of those things where it's just everybody gets together, have a little fun, have a little laughs, and you know, Gary Owens comes in and talks about everybody in the crowd, and you know, it's a great opportunity to just you know, come and give back to the community.
Yeah, so it's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. It's Laughs for Lebanon. It's Saturday, and it's at the Horseshoe Casino. Everybody come out and enjoy yourselves.
Dig it. So they're going to be having Herd's high school tape on display. Hey,
Shout out to your boy, OG.
OG, Andy Ovi, from Team Thad, won a championship ring with the Toronto Raptors. And we have like 4 kids in the draft tomorrow, maybe more, but Jeremiah Martin, Terrence Davis, which is supposed to get a locked in second round, Jordan Bone.
Yep.
I know some Tiger fans don't like him, but he's a lock in second round. And I'm missing somebody else that just crossed my head. And LeJarrell Vick. And I think it's actually a couple more. So we're looking to have a very good draft night like we had the last few years with the kids that came out the program in the city.
Dig that.
Always doing good work, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, gentlemen, and your time today.
Yes, sir.
Everything
no
y'all do.
Yep, always appreciate y'all coming in. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA draft at our draft party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Supreme Bay.
So I ran to the campus from Midtown today.
And, dig that.
And it was just like beautiful. It was a beautiful feeling.
When you are running 7 miles through the heart of Memphis, are people doing double takes and saying, man, I think that might be, or are you so in your zone in the 7 mile run that you don't even see what's going on around you? Because I imagine you were creating quite a scene running down the street.
I can feel it.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Keeping in touch with family and friends or reaching public safety officials can be challenging during power outages. If telecom networks are affected by severe weather or other conditions, the FCC recommends following these guidelines. Call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve battery power. Switch mobile phones and devices to power-saving modes and turn off when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone if possible. If you're using your car to charge cell phones or listen to news on the car radio, be aware that carbon monoxide emissions can be deadly in an enclosed space such as a garage. Remember, always seek shelter in dangerous conditions and follow directions from public safety officials. For more info, Go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Enjoy authentic family recipes with a modern Sicilian twist with today's Perks deal. Half off $25 to lunch at Strano by Chef Josh. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
There was James Wiseman crumpling his 7'1" body into the front seat of a Corvette. What was crazy is when I tweeted the picture, how many like Kentucky fans and other fans would reply at NCAA, you should look into this. And it's like, James Wiseman didn't own that Corvette. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
That's even better.
Yeah. He's been, you know, too busy unicorning or whatever.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Talking to Mike Budenholzer, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's what Memphis has hired, is a great basketball coach. I said, if I ever get a head coaching job, this is the first guy I'm bringing. I'm calling him. He gets it. Like, some guys just get basketball. He's just got a great feel for the sport. He's a great communicator. And he's fiery. You guys will see it, man. He's a competitive dude.
It's the Gary Parish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Jason and John.
I wanted the city to be happy again. I wanted the school to be back on top. That's what drives me, not trying to prove people wrong. I mean, I just internally, I'll take the challenge.
Yes, sir.
And try to do that on my own personally. But the biggest part of this is people coming up to me telling me thank you. The entire city being excited again. I love that for our city.
That's the mayor of Memphis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most popular man in the city.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
The Casual Pint, they're over at 395 South Highland. It's the craft beer place. It's the best craft beer place in Memphis. The only one you need to know about. They're locally owned and operated. We love them. They're Memphians, and they love you guys. Obviously, they've got the best atmosphere in Memphis when it comes to craft beer. And again, they've got the beer taken care of. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans, your favorite bottle beer. You can also do beer to go as well. It's a really cool feature. Another cool feature they've got out there is Trivia Nights. Trivia Night tonight. John, I think the theme is Stranger Things. Something you know a little something about. Something I do not. I would not fare well, but you would. 395 South Highland. Why don't you get over there? Have a good time. And again, it's not all about the beer. Wine, sangria, everything you like over at the Casual Pint. They're at 395 South Highland. The Casual Pint. Where beer lovers meet.
With IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario. Like when the cafes are full, it'll be their quiet haven. Or after heated debates, it'll be a place to cool down. Or when they don't answer their phone, it's probably just under all those books. Call me.
Get 20% off all desks. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from June 5th through 23rd. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So love is in the air. Warm outside means the summer of 1,000 engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That means you're going to get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. And the best part, we're trying to be friendly to your budget. A little lighter on your wallet. You got great financing options. You spend $1,500 or more, you get a free vacation. Register to win a four-night cruise. No purchase necessary. And you have a 365-day return policy in case things get sideways. We certainly hope they don't, but, you know, they could. Also, best part, bigger, brighter diamonds over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and that's the most important thing. So don't wait. Head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers for the Summer of 1000 engagement sale.
Oh, Howie's got all the diamonds. You don't have to worry a thing about that. You'll pay the best price in Memphis for them. The best part about it is you're going to have a guy you can trust in Howie. And why wouldn't you want someone you can trust? It's only one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, man. Don't be like me and buy from some big box store where they don't care about you, don't know who you are, don't care about your money. Howie does. He's not trying to break you. Head over to rijewelers.com or facebook.com. Check out RI Jewelers. You'll see all of the upcoming Summer of 1000 engagement events over at RIJ. Includes the wedding band weekend. Comes up this weekend. Got that bourbon and ice coming up in July. Howie's always keeping it spicy. More importantly, always out to help you. Robert Irwin Jewelers got four locally owned locations. You can follow him on Facebook and Instagram at RI Jewelers.
All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Season 3. Well, really, it's season 1. It's episode 3. Excuse me, I misspoke. Pressure, look, I'm all the way back
Hey-o.
In. I watched the first two episodes last week. We had two winners, two brothers, if I'm not mistaken. That'll always get me back in. When I see brothers winning, you got me for the rest of the season, Pressure, look.
I'm going to be at it.
Not real sure yet on Elizabeth Banks, I believe it as host. Not real sure on her yet. I'm kind of lukewarm on her still.
You're happy
still
with
feeling her out.
The diversity lineup, though.
Oh, but I love the brothers winning. I have loved it, and they have made us grand champions the first 2 days. Thank you, Pressure, look. You're back. You got me for the whole season.
There we go.
I actually like that Ellen's Game of Games. Have you watched? It's a very fun family show.
Is that another ABC game show?
NBC has that one tonight. NBC tonight.
Shows are back.
Yeah, the Cardinals are, of course, playing. I know John is really interested in that. I know he's interested in the other baseball
going
on.
Y'all didn't score yesterday.
The College World Series. By the way, the Mississippi State game was postponed. It'll be going on this afternoon here after 2. Tonight, it's Texas Tech. The Red Raiders, also good at baseball, Jason. Not just basketball school, baseball school now against Florida State.
We will open and probably devote our first hour tomorrow on that
result.
No, you won't.
You'll be at the Wing Guru. You're going to be
doing hoops. Florida State coach wins it.
I will be
checking out Euphoria. Euphoria is the newest show on HBO. It stars Zendaya. She is Zendaya. I can't remember. I think it's Zendaya. But she's the star. She's the female star. She's the new MJ in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She has this new show on HBO called Euphoria, and it is a dark interpretation of teenage life, sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah, I heard you in Coffin talking about your little 14-year-old experiences and losing your virginity.
How about that news?
You need to
news.
Come with me at 6:30 to Bible study.
It's a little late for that.
Or you want to watch more tonight, and we know you love the Temptation Island. Sex,
14
lies, and
years
videotape.
Old, you were getting it in? 14 years old.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Brad, I don't even... It was disgusting what I heard.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
I won't even open up that can of worms in this
room. Please don't. Jeff wanted to go down that
road. I know
road.
He did.
Whatever you want to
know. When did Calkins?
Oh, please no, Brad.
He saved himself until marriage.
Oh, good for him.
So, which is good, right? That's good.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah, that's what you should do, people.
There you go. Yeah, that's what you should do. Because you might go blind. If you do it at 14 or earlier, you'll go blind. That is a proven scientific study.
I'd have been a 30-something-year-old virgin.
If you waited until marriage?
Oh, me too. Me too. Hey, me too, Jason.
Yeah, well, you were.
Come on now. You got to give me more credit.
All right, that's enough.
I don't know if it's good or not, though. Don't give me credit.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are. Thanks to our guests who joined us today on the show. Mark Giannotto.
Tony Madlock.
Tony Madlock.
Assistant coach over the University of Memphis.
Tony Madlock and Thad Young and his family.
Thank you, John. Way to finish there. Run through the tape.
It's 3 hours, man. My memory leaves me. That's going to do it for us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. They have audio. John Morant, stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wait. God Supreme Bay. Welcome to the show, man.
Penny is going to take this back to how it used to feel. He's already restoring the feeling. Now he has to prove to himself, which I believe he can do, that he can coach this talent. So Penny is going to have to coach his ass.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.